You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guest, our friend and colleague, and host of our own show on weekends.
So fun.
We want to remind you that our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway right now. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app. That is the only way to enter.
Yes.
You have to have the Civic Media app. Not going to cost you any money.
No.
It's completely free.
Correct.
So open up your Civic Media app, text in the word YARD, Y-A-R-D. Text in the word YARD. You're in the running for the daily prize, which is $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then you're in the running for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay take on Minnesota November 23rd at noon. We have a gas card to get you there and back. It's worth $1,550.
It's amazing.
It's a pretty nice package.
I think Packer tickets are great. Don't get me wrong, but I will say this. I love the gift card option.
The gas card?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty nice. So text in the word.
Such a nerd.
For so many reasons.
I love a value.
YARD is the word. Y-A-R-D. And by the way, I wanted to say good morning to Brian from Mosinee, who just texted in morning.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. And that's not the word, by the way. The word is YARD.
YARD.
Y-A-R-D. Good luck. You have until 10 o'clock, and then your next word coming your way at 11. She is our guest, Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on weekends. Good morning, my friend. Your phone must have been blowing up yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, the day before. We were already talking about using Tylenol in pregnancy and whether it was a link to autism, which there is not. Tylenol
right.
in pregnancy does not cause autism. So, I mean, that's been kind of brewing, but to hear that big declaration, to hear Trump stumble through the word acetaminophen, to see the reaction, and then to get all these texts from so many friends who are either pregnant or are living with autism in their family. This has stirred up so much emotion and so many questions and so much conversation. I think people are really starting to see it.
I took that clip that you put out on social media explaining directly about the zero findings of a link between Tylenol and autism. And I put that on a friend's social media post because he was posting about it, of course, agreeing with what you're talking about. And then someone, because there's always someone, comes in going, well, why can't we just allow doctors to blah, blah, blah? And it became into a whole thing. And I just finally said, here is my friend. She is very smart. This is what she's saying, corroborating another doctor's comment, by the way. And I said specifically, this topic is not worth her time. She's got other things to be doing, but now she has to talk about it and talk about something very simple because the president of the United States, not just a dude, got up on the most microphoned podium in the country, maybe the world, and said these words. And the thing that really rocked me on in the whole clip, Dr. Lierley, is the fact that you have to say now to people, it's not your fault.
I know. That is the worst part because people who have family members who are taking care of friends with autism, they're suffering. They want an answer. And to give them this false hope and to somehow make it seem like it is their fault that they ended up in this situation is just so beyond shameful. And for the president of the United States to say it in the way that he said it, and then to go on and say the pregnant women should just suffer with their pain. I mean, You don't want them to have birth control. You don't want them to have abortions. You want them to get pregnant, but you don't want them to have the things that they need to be able to navigate their pregnancies safely, including hospitals in rural areas where they can deliver their babies. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
That really jumped out at me too, Dr. Lyerly, when he said, if you can't tough it out, essentially, if you're not tough enough to deal with your discomfort, then okay, I guess you can take it. Kind of indicting pregnant women for not being tough enough. We're not being tough enough. Even though other Republicans have said it requires no special gifts to give birth.
Right. Or they think as soon as the baby comes out, like the pregnancy is over.
Everything's not back to normal.
No, it takes a year to recover. It's just, it's shameful. Yeah. You know, it's... There just aren't that many things that people can use in pregnancy to manage pain. And this is something that we've used forever. And most people use it at some point in their pregnancy. So for him to do this and to put pregnant women in a situation where they're always thinking about, should I put this in my body? Should I eat this? Should I take this medicine? Should I treat this condition? And they often don't want to even treat things like blood pressure problems because they're worried that the medicine that they take is going to cause problems for their baby, when in reality, high blood pressure causes many, many more problems.
Yep.
Yes. So women have to have the information that they need, and they need to be encouraged to take the right medications that they need to treat their conditions. And that is exactly the opposite of what Donald Trump and RFK were saying.
Well, and again, neither of them are doctors. They're not even medical researchers. They're two dudes.
Yeah, with a political agenda. With an agenda. Yes. And the comments that people have made on that post, which has gotten like 115,000 views. I mean, it was really popular. Some of the comments where people were questioning the data, or they would say, well, did you see the Harvard study? Well, did you see all the studies? You can't just cherry pick one thing or another. One study does not make a medical movement.
Right.
If they can get the name of one study or name a college or a university or something, when they say check theirs, it's like, do you know what you're really talking about right now? Do you understand what you're doing? Because you are trying to now, because someone else will hear these words and they won't research it. They'll just say, well, I know Harvard's a smart place and they said study. So I'll just say Harvard study and they'll know what I'm talking about.
If you're just joining us, by the way, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. She's the host of Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show in Green Bay on weekends. And we're talking about Donald Trump and Bob Jr.'s announcements yesterday. Don't take Tylenol. We have a compilation.
Yeah, courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel, actually.
Compilation courtesy of the Kimmel Show.
If you want to, here's a basic summation of the entire speech they gave earlier this week from the White House regarding this topic. Calvin, will you play that, please?
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. With Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't use Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Fight like hell not to take
it. There
it
is.
I think you shouldn't take it. Don't take Tylenol. The baby goes, gets a shot. They say, here, take a cup of Tylenol. I've heard that for years. Take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't have your baby take Tylenol. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give your baby Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. Don't take it. So that's it. There's nothing much to say. Don't take Tylenol. Just don't take it. And I just say it again. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it.
That sums it up, what he just said there. There's nothing left to say.
No,
there was
it.
Nothing to say to begin with.
Yeah, that's it.
Grandpa, it's time for bed.
Yeah, exactly. And the other important piece of this that I think is getting skipped over. So the alternative now that they're suggesting, this Luvarkin?
Lucavorin.
Lucavorin contains a folic acid, from what I understand. This is being sold by a company that Dr. Oz has stake in.
I don't know about that, but I can tell you that the data is not there for leucovorin. So this is another whole entire problem. The data is not there. We are years away from being able to recommend leucovorin. And the data at this point only supports that it treats a particular symptom in a certain subset of people with autism. But they're selling it like if you have autism, they're almost selling it like a cure, like a snake oil. But it's not there, guys. And the fact that they're making it available to people who have Medicaid, and it's going to be something that you can get your hands on, it's not there. This is false hope, and it's not fair.
And isn't it? It's like supplements. It's a St. John's wort. It's the same thing as those kinds of things. Is that correct?
It's not. It is a B vitamin, so it sounds like it's a supplement, but it's actually something that we use in chemotherapy to treat methotrexate overdoses. I've never used it in my practice because it is there's some very particular uses, but it's not like a multivitamin that you can just buy over the counter. You do need a prescription
okay.
for it.
But again, I think it's important to note, at least from what I was finding yesterday, Dr. Oz, who is now part of our health system, is part of a group that owns this drug.
Well, and also, speaking of Dr. Oz, 24 hours ago, and this was reported in, I'm looking at YouTube, Yahoo News, he walked the statement from President Trump back.
Oh, he did.
And he said, quote, "We know that people who take Tylenol for prolonged periods of time during pregnancy seem to have a higher incidence of autism in aggregate." I don't know what that means. What? Show me the study on that one, Doc. So the message is not never take Tylenol. It's take Tylenol judiciously. Take it by talking with your doctor. Make sure that you have an important reason to take. Important reason is pain. Because of pain. Don't take
Peter.
It. Hey, this is the words of a doctor. Don't take it willy-nilly because you think it's so safe. It couldn't possibly cause a problem because those assumptions appear to be erroneous. That statement just wrapped in tons of research and data, doctor. I don't even know how we're talking about this. He's right. We're wrong. Let's take some supplements.
But isn't that the advice that you would give any patient, Dr. Lyerly, is take it sparingly? Right? Nobody's like, yes, take as many drugs as you can ingest. No doctor is telling you that, or are they?
And talk to your doctor about it so that you can personalize your care. But you know what you said, Greg, I think is really important because this is what they did with leucovorin. This is what they're doing with these Tylenol studies. They find something that has a grain of truth to it. And you know, when you look at all the Tylenol studies out there, there are some studies that show that there is an association between taking Tylenol in pregnancy and autism. And that is true. And there are other studies that show that there is not an association, including a recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was huge. So the association is a maybe, but association does not mean causation.
Right.
It mm-hmm. does not mean that Tylenol in pregnancy causes autism. It's like saying eating ice cream is associated with drowning. Eating ice cream doesn't make you drown. You just eat ice cream when it's warmer out, and you also go swimming more often. So they take that confusing piece of information that a lot of people who aren't in the science world and can't parse out the studies because they don't have the background, and they use it to politicize it and benefit from it. And it's wrong.
I also think it's important. VAERS keeps coming up. It's V-A-E-R-S, VAERS. Ron Johnson cited it yesterday because now he's still pushing the horse medication and talking about all the reports on VAERS. I could go to the VAERS website and report that I drank orange juice and I grew a unicorn horn. I could. And
yes.
Because there is no checkup on those reports to VAERS, correct?
And there shouldn't be. And there shouldn't be because it is meant to be an open database where people can report whatever their adverse effects are. And then they take that information and look into it.
I'm going to do that right after the show. It's getting in the way of my headphones, this unicorn horn. It's just not very useful. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the other side. If you have questions, 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us, call or text. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Got about 7 minutes left to text in the word YARD via the Civic Media app, Y-A-R-D, YARD.
YARD.
Text in the word YARD on the Civic Media app. It's part of our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest up for grabs every day this week and all of next week. $200 in cash, gold jewelry, that's the daily prize. Everybody's in the running for a grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay against Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. But you only have until 10 o'clock to text in the word YARD right now, Y-A-R-D. Your next chance coming up with Tom Hartman in the 11 o'clock hour, then the 1 o'clock hour. Join Todd Alba, 3 p.m., he will have a word for you. Maggie Dawn at 5, Pete Schwabba at 7, all kinds of chances to win.
Absolutely.
But you have to have the app. So text in the word YARD, Y-A-R-D, and good luck. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, our friend and colleague, talking about, of course, Donald Trump yesterday and Bob Jr. coming out scaring people about using Tylenol. And we had a text from Sue in Franklin. And I kind of agree with Sue. She said, how about releasing the Epstein files?
Right?
Yeah.
And this is serious and this is important, but we've talked about this again since Trump began his second term. These are lots of squirrels. These are lots of things to distract from bigger things that they would like us not to be talking about. And that goes to... we're going to talk about escalator gates. That we're going to do that tomorrow because we just don't have time today.
Have you seen the signs that look like a Tylenol bottle, but it says Epstein-aminophen?
And you know what? Trump probably couldn't say it as well. And the problem is that now it's important to delineate, though, when we say distract, because I heard a really great video about this. When we say distractions, we don't mean that they shouldn't be taken seriously.
And that it's not important.
Or not. That is the problem, too, is that these distractions have to get bigger and bigger and meaner and more threatening and more dangerous to the public and to our basic liberties and democracy. They don't care what they use as a distraction, but they still are the fact that we passed a budget that is going to rip healthcare away from people. And we have a report that gives the names of a lot of individuals who need to be held accountable. Because as we never talk about when we were discussing the Epstein files, this is about the justice, the closure, and peace of mind of the victims and their families. The survivors, those who've been through this, that's who we should care about. I don't care about some celebrity who might be on that list. If they're on that list, let the law have them. But yeah,
that's right.
The distractions are going to get bigger and more dangerous, but they are the things that try to keep our eyes off the ball.
Well, and again, not that these aren't important things, because they are, but I do think the budget's going to, we're going to run out of funding for the government next week. And
yeah,
so,
and you Republicans have full control of the government. I mean, there's no excuse.
And they're blaming the Democrats that they can't get a budget deal done. Yes, they control all three branches, but it's the Democrats' fault.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Talk about your show.
Another thing that we do not give enough attention to is school shootings. Mm. And this weekend, we're going to be talking with a family who their three-year-old son goes to Ascension Catholic School in Minneapolis, and they tell their harrowing story of how they live across the street. She dropped him off at school and heard the gunfire when she got home and literally ran 8 months pregnant back to the school to get her son. He's okay, but these folks are traumatized. Their community is traumatized, and you get to hear their story on the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show this weekend.
It is, and you're right, we don't talk about it enough. We have just, since Sandy Hook happened, and we as a country did nothing about Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
This has just become part of daily life, it seems like. We don't, we can't talk about any reasonable gun safety measures. No. It's.
Don't politicize it.
Yeah. But
it's too soon.
So this is just freedom.
My 19-year-old was a second grader when Sandy Hook happened. And every time I think of Sandy Hook, and I think of he's an adult mm-hmm. and all of these kids that didn't graduate, and we still haven't made any headway. It's thoughts and prayers. And that's another thing that they talked about was thoughts and prayers never were enough. And now they're just insulting. And you can see the dad, just the energy coming from him and how he is turning it into activism. And he is so determined to make our leaders do something. That's his message. Do something.
And it's important too. And I just saw this yesterday and I'll look further into this, but Alex Jones, Alex Jones, that hate monger who he has the right to say the horrible things he says, who tortured the families of those kids for years, got them doxxed, had people showing up at their homes, threatening the parents of these murdered children. Now, the Trump administration is going after one of the investigators into that shooting. Alex Jones still hasn't paid out anything.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Why? This is another distraction. This is a true distraction. Like, let it go and focus on things that are actually going to make a difference for people.
If they're not
like
releasing
responsible gun ownership, like mental health.
That'd be good.
If they're not releasing the Epstein files, you sure as heck are not going to get Alex Jones ever pay a dime to anybody for anything. But if you want to tell your leaders about how you feel about these topics, myvote.wi.gov. Go there. That's put right. in your information. Find out your representatives. Call them, email them, send them a letter, be respectful, but tell them what real leadership looks like. And if they're not doing the job you think they should be doing, guess what? We have elections next year. Keep your eyes open for what's going on.
When can we hear your show this weekend?
It's going to be on WGBW on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, on WISS on Saturday and Sunday at 3. And we're posting it online on all the socials. So just follow me and I'll give you an easy place to click.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Thank you so very much, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Love hanging out with you guys.
We have news coming up next, and then we go beyond the cheese with the Wisconsin State Cranberry Association.
Ooh.
Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world and in Minnesota on the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have baseball coming up later on today. The Brewers on the left coast against the Padres. Our broadcast starts at 2:35 as opposed to 11 o'clock at night, which is nice for a left coast game. You cannot listen on this stream. You do have to listen on terrestrial radio so you can catch the action on WRCE in Richland Center and here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN. So the crew at the Padres, our broadcast starts today at 2:35. We haven't gone beyond the cheese for a while. We're very excited. Do we have the open, Calvin? Let's go for it.
Beyond the cheese.
We go beyond the cheese, where we highlight industries in Wisconsin outside of dairy. We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are great, and we are delighted to have you here. We love learning about Wisconsin, and I think because I've been doing this for so long, I am pretty aware of the importance of cranberries in Wisconsin, Grant, but I don't think people appreciate just how many cranberries we grow and what a big part of the state economy cranberries are.
We grow almost all of them, which is kind of cool. We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries and over half of the world's cranberries. So odds are when you're going past cranberries, especially if you're in Wisconsin, they were probably grown here. And they've been being grown here since Wisconsin was Wisconsin. So they've been here forever.
So the question I have is because whenever you hear, and I must admit, I think it was only a few years ago when I found out the importance of cranberries to our state economy is when you think of cranberries, you think of a fruit. You don't generally think fruit's the best place in Wisconsin because of seasons and weather and all that stuff. So what makes Wisconsin so great for cranberry growing and our pure dominance in the industry?
Pure dominance.
Yes. That's what we
like to hear. Wisconsin forever. So yes, it's so what makes the cranberry so special, especially within Wisconsin? One is our climate. And there's the whole climate change piece and everything that's going on out there is actually only strengthening with cranberries right now. So the fact that they are a fruit that grows so far to the north means they're pretty hardy. They do have like a good coat on them. They have a nice skin. It's not easily bruised like other fruit and it ships very easy. But the other piece is that it tolerates a lot of abuse, which is really kind of nice, which aids in the fact that you don't have to add a lot of things to it for shipping. You don't have to add things to it to be able to bring it home. It cooks well. It is packed full of nutrients. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, there are so many special things about cranberries that we're only starting to be able to learn. When a crop is found in that area, there are symbiotic relationships. So if you picked potatoes up from South America and brought them to North America, you're not bringing everything else that goes along with it. You're not bringing all the little critters in the ground.
Right.
You're not bringing all the bacteria, all the fungus. And so you have to synthetically help that crop because it's in a brand new area. Sort of like a Southerner moving up to Wisconsin. I got to find a big coat. I got that was
mittens. I need
job
mittens.
One. But with cranberries, we still have all of those things that are sort of in play, which helps us to be able to reduce a lot of other pieces that you see inside of agriculture. We don't till. And it really just makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial, but that's what I'm supposed
well,
to
do. Well, you are. You're a you are the executive director of Cranberry. So
yes.
So you're a cranberry pusher, well, essentially.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm your connection. No problem whatsoever.
The first taste is free.
We can do that. We have enough. We have more than enough.
So that leads me to another question then for me is that, you know, when we think of cranberries, we think of desserts, we'll think of juice, of course. What are things that we don't associate with cranberry that we may use in our everyday life? Or as you said, things we're finding out we're getting use out of them for that just, you know, they do a good job. What purpose do cranberries serve besides the usual suspects of what we eat and drink?
So, you go through the grocery store and you're right. You're going to find the juice. You're going to find some of the sweet and dried stuff that's out there, but you can really go beyond that. Again, Southern boy coming up to the north. One of the reasons why I wanted my seasons back. So that's why I love Wisconsin. So I'm a very seasonal person. I do cranberries exactly the same way. So I usually have some in the freezer frozen. They freeze up to a year, again, because that nice thick coating that they have on them. And I'll use them for smoothies quite a bit. I'll literally just throw some orange juice in, throw some cranberries in, maybe a few blueberries, banana if you want. I'll bullet that sucker up and suddenly you got a great snack in the summertime. Mm. But beyond that, so let's also, it's one thing that I love about Wisconsin is it's packed full of carnivores. Let's talk about where we can also bring it in. So you brought in, this segment is beyond cheese, but we can also talk about it. It pairs very well with so many of the Wisconsin cheeses.
I bet.
A wonderful thing to be able to do is go out and get a nice Wisconsin porterhouse. And then I'm the type that I kind of like it still moving. So I get it on the grill and I throw a little bit of Wisconsin brie on top of that to where it starts to caramelize.
What?
And then drizzle a cranberry relish on top of it.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
The only thing better is, especially with the holidays that are coming up, grab a bird. I don't care what kind of bird it is. Make it a pheasant. Grab it a turkey. A duck works really, really well. If you don't like a pigeon, grab one of those. I don't care. Cranberries will make it
I was going to say seagull.
Yeah. As long as you said seagull and not eagle.
That's, yeah, no.
In case the DNR is watching, that's
yes.
a no.
No.
But you stuff those birds with those cranberries because stuffing always comes out a little edgy anyway. So you put the cranberries inside of the bird, inside of the cavity, and it really enhances the flavor. If you want to get some like the cinnamon flavored, I did some of the jalapeno flavored cranberries for duck. And again, it was a religious experience.
That sounds
really the flavors. Oh.
And I just don't think that that's something people ever have ever thought of. It's you know, it's Thanksgiving. You have the turkey and you have, of course, the perfectly natural tin cranberries that come out with the ridges on it, which is their original form, naturally. But I mean,
it's how I grew up.
Right. Yeah, so me too. Did we.
That's
so
fancy eating. I don't know about you.
But I do think that there's a lot more going back to the natural state of things, which is only better for us.
Yeah.
It really is. And cranberries are so good for you. We're actually funding within the industry a number of health research pieces and the health research that's starting to be able to come out. And we've always known that it makes E. coli nice and slippery. You say cranberry, somebody else is going to say UTI. And they're good. That's going to be harmonious all the way through. But this past year, we found out that the same bacteria that causes a lot of stomach ulcers, H. pylori, it does the same thing with that bacteria. It makes it nice and slippery, sends it out of the system. So now Occam's razor comes in to where if it's making these bacteria nice and slippery, what other bacteria are they making nice and slippery as well? So is this a flavorful kombucha? Is this something that actually is really helping with probiotics? Apologies to the kombucha people that are out there, but it's
not mine. It's terrible.
Cranbucha.
Terrible. Cran-bucha. This tastes good.
Cranbucha.
It's
right
there.
There
you go.
It's right there.
There's my $1 million. But this is, it's healthcare people can afford. It really is. It is incredibly healthy. There are flavonoids that are in there. Harvard's doing a huge research on them. Currently, they've been working on the chemical forever. And then they were actually looking to be able to source the chemical that's really aiding the human condition because their original source was not panning out well. And they tested cranberries and we were through the roof.
Wow.
So now we're sort of saddled onto that. They were doing the study anyway, but now they're actually using cranberries for the source because it's the most economical and it's the best source that they can use. It's only going to be good for us, we think.
If you're just joining us, we are going Beyond the Cheese with Grant Holly. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. We own cranberries, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Wisconsin, we own them.
And that's the question I want to ask, and I don't want to get you in trouble because I know you're the executive director of the association, so I know you have to walk probably political lines just in your business and industry. But when we think, you brought it up yourself, when people think cranberry juice, they'll also think UTIs. Is there, you know, cranberry juice is great, I love it, but it's also very sugar packed, and I don't think it's the best representation of cranberries. What do you say to people who just will say like, oh, I'll just drink cranberry juice? Do you say, well, no, you want to actually have the cranberry, put it in the bullet, mix it up, do that thing. But you can't rely upon a store-bought sugar pack cranberry juice to do the job of what you're talking about.
You know, you're absolutely right. And this is going to come down to a lot of personal preference. Sometimes it comes down to willpower because so there is like a cranberry pure that's out there and you take a shot of that a day and it is 18 kinds of amazing. It is bitter. And if you sit back and it's like, that's what keeps you from taking it, then okay, let's at least get the stuff that's inside of you. I'm a Gen Xer. I took Flintstones vitamins when I was a kid, so that means I'm going to live to be 1,000.
Nice.
But one of the reasons why kids took Flintstones vitamins is because they had added sugar. And my grandmother, it's again, go back down to the South. And when the chickens came out of the barnyard, they were incredibly healthy. We fed them incredibly great, yada, yada, yada. But for me to be able to eat it as a kid, the things that my grandmother did to that chicken did not make it what I would call healthy in and of itself. So whatever you do to it is completely up to you to be able to bring it into your diet. But you are bringing those nutrients into your diet. Personally, I do take a lot of the fresh cranberries. I freeze them out. I like the taste, to be perfectly honest. I don't need the sugar. And there are numerous products out there that have literally zero sugar, low sugar, and then You got the others that basically add in as much sugar as you're going to find in raisins any naturally.
Grant, do you have to do anything to fresh cranberries? Because they're really hard, aren't they?
They are, but play with it is the best thing that I can say. Literally turn it into an experiment, turn it into a family type of event. So again, when I throw it inside of a bird for stuffing, they break down nice and easy. Sometimes I'll smush them up a little bit to try and get more of the juice in. I'm still sort of messing around with that. But it's that even though they are kind of hard, it now brings in a ton of fiber into your diet at the same time. So again, you're getting even more of the good stuff that's actually starting to be able to come through.
We're going to continue our conversation with Grant Holley as we go beyond the cheese with the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Cranberries not just for throwing at your younger siblings anymore. We'll have more on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Beyond the cheese.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to be joined by our guest, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Association Growers. Grant Holley is here. We're talking all things cranberries. And we were talking before the break about all the things that you can do with them. And some of it, Grant, just requires a little experimentation. So you said you throw them in smoothies and you throw them in right from the you freeze them just in their natural state and you throw them in the bullet and away you go.
That's it. And I've added them, of course, into muffins. I've added them into all kinds of baked goods because they take the heat really, really well. The recipes that we get, and if you actually go to our website, and it's really easy to find, instead of giving long addresses, I've learned to just tell people, just Google Wisconsin and cranberries. I guarantee you will find our site.
Right.
Tons of recipes that are on there.
Yeah, it's going to be in our show notes today.
Yeah, it's you'll find tons of recipes that are on there. And they're real. It's so much fun to be able to just play with them. And it's, again, as I said before, it's make it a family event. It helps the kids. They're pretty safe to be able to work with. Grab the kids and start coming up with your own recipes for cranberries. They heat well. They freeze well. They're not bullies, so they don't take over the flavors that other things will actually do. They really add to the flavor quite a bit.
Cranberries play nice.
There you go. Jenny on the live stream says, toss cranberries in a bit of powdered sugar and bake for 10 to 15 minutes. This takes the ultra hardness away and leaves a little fun pop when you bite down them. Great snack during the holidays. And she also goes on to say, the cranberry cannolis at the Wisconsin State Fair this year were, capital letters, outstanding. WTGWC. I don't know what that means.
Way to go.
Oh, there we go. I don't understand. I don't know what the kids speak is. I don't know, like, you know, all you younger folks.
Here's my new best friend. So that works out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who buys a lot of our cranberries, Grant?
Me.
Wisconsin really does quite a bit. Wisconsin buys quite a bit. And then we send out to a lot of the other states. At the same time, we have handlers inside of Wisconsin that make sure that the processed cranberries get out through the country quite a bit. The fresh cranberries, we have a lot of people come up and in from other states just to be able to get the fresh. A better network to be able to get the fresh out could be really good for the industry, and it's something that we are exploring. Internationally, we do send a lot of cranberries to Canada. We send a lot of cranberries over to Europe. We send a lot of cranberries over to China. And it's folks, it's again, whether it's for the health reasons, whether it's because they're so hardy, whether it's because they transport so well. But there's also this level of people want crops that are incredibly sustainable.
Sure.
And there's that piece as well. And really, it's if you eat cranberries, you can eat it from Mother Earth as well, because we don't till. The farms that we have been there for 100, 150 years. We have vines that are older than I am, by far, thank God, by far. But it's these things, they wouldn't still be there if we were doing things incorrectly. One of the best things that we have to be able to keep our weeds down and our bugs down is ice. The next one is sand. So really, when those are your big natural pieces, because they were found here and they grow here, the environment has already found a way to be able to help them grow. So
they're pretty clean, right?
Yeah,
they're pretty clean. Are they very labor intensive? Because we've talked to people who grow ginseng in Wisconsin, and good heavens, you have to sing to that stuff. Are cranberries as labor intensive as like ginseng?
Not as labor intensive as ginseng. Those folks, boy, they work really hard.
They do.
Our folks do as well, but it's because we are able to do it with fewer people. So a single family can work a medium-sized cranberry marsh almost by themselves. So we've taken so many of the hybrids. Before, when harvest would last like maybe a week or two, you needed all kinds of people, all kinds of equipment, but Wisconsin farmers really invested into their state. So we have these hybrids now, and we have hybrids that will start producing their berries that are ready to be harvested right around the second week of September. And then we have hybrids that will delay so that we can go almost all the way to hunting season.
Wow.
For some of the larger marshes. So two or three folks inside of a family can actually handle the harvesting if they're able to stagger it as best that you can. This year in the weather, of course, Mother Nature likes to throw curveballs. We are moving a little bit faster this year than we have before. This warm weather during harvest is kind of unheard of, and we're learning how to deal with it. But one of the pieces that it has done is we have growers that are out there for 14, 16 hours a day bringing in their berries, because we need to bring them in now.
Now, yep.
We don't want them sitting in the heat and humidity for much longer. So, I mean, they're tough and they handle that cold and they do tolerate the heat. But for these lengths of time, no.
Well,
you're going to pull them in.
Yeah, farming is constantly having to adjust, right? It's constantly, it never ends. We're going to include links to the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association so you can find recipes and all kinds of wonderful things.
As well as the Cranberry Festival happening in Warrens, Wisconsin this weekend if you want to have some fun with cranberries.
It's going to be packed. People show up. The weather's going to be beautiful. It is going to be beautiful.
Grant Holly is the chief cranberry pusher for the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. It's been such a delight, Grant. It really has.
I'm getting a new name tag. I'm getting credit where credit's due. I'm getting a new name tag.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate
it. Thank you guys so much. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. News is coming up next, and then we're going to Audio Sorbet. We're going to talk to our friend and colleague, Dave Grant, from Max FM in Baraboo. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.